House please come to order. Members indicate your presence by voting. Madam Clerk?
25 members present.
We do have a quorum to conduct business, Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that Representative Berkowitz, Holm, and Lynn be excused from the call of the House today. And Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that Representative Foster be excused from the call of the House until 5 p.m. today.
No objection. Those members will be shown as excused. Leading the invocation this afternoon, is the Reverend Bob Stevens of St. Brendan's Episcopal Church. Members, please rise for the invocation.
In deepest respect for the religious beliefs of each person here, I invite you into a time of prayer and reflection. Let us pray. Our Creator and God, we ask that you bless this house assembled today to consider all that has been presented in these past weeks. We ask that you bless each in the decisions that they will make that will affect the lives of every one of us. Help us to consider all these things with open minds and open hearts. Bless those that will travel this week to be with loved ones and bring all these representatives back with renewed energy to do the work they have been elected to do. Help us remember the greatest commandment of all is love, and let everything we do be based on that love. We ask all these things in your name. Amen.
Amen. President Guerra, will you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Representative Dahlstrom.
I set that beautiful prayer be spread across the journal.
Without objection, that beautiful prayer will be spread across the journal. Madam Clerk, this is, both clerks. You certify the journal for the previous legislative days.
I certify the correctness of the journal for the 120th and 121st legislative day of the second session of the 24th legislature, and the first day, along with Senate and House Joint Supplement number 16, the second day, and then the 7th through the 12th legislative days of the second special session.
I certify the correctness of the House Journal for the 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th days of the second special session.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent the journal as specified by the chief clerk and the assistant there be approved.
Hearing no objection, then the journals as presented by the chief clerks will be approved. What was that, huh? Certified. Will be certified. Are there guests for introduction today? Madam Clerk, do you have any messages from the governor?
Proclamation was received stating under the authority of Article 2, Section 9 and Article 3, Section 17 of the Alaska Constitution and in the public interest, the governor supplementing his proclamation of May 9, 2006, calling the 24th legislature of the state of Alaska into its second special session on May 10th with the addition of the following subject, repeal of oil production tax and the gas production tax, and providing for a production tax on oil and gas. It was dated 18th day of May 2006. Messages dated May 19th stating that the governor has signed Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 243 Finance. It's chapter number 31, SLA 2006. Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 400. Judiciary, Chapter Number 32, SLA 2006, and House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 304, Transportation, Chapter Number 30, SLA 2006. Messages dated May 22nd stating that the governor has read the following resolutions. House Concurrent Resolution Number 6, amended Senate Legislative Resolve Number 39. House Concurrent Resolution 43 is Legislative Resolve Number 40. And House Concurrent Resolution 44, Legislative Resolve Number 41. And then messages dated May 22nd stating the governor has signed the following bills, and they were transmitted to the Lieutenant Governor's Office for permanent filing. Conference Committee Substitute for House Bill 365, Chapter Number 33, SLA 2006. Conference Committee Substitute for House Bill 366, Chapter Number 34, SLA 2006. Senate Bill 207, Chapter Number 29, SLA 2006. Senate Bill 306, Chapter Number 27, SLA 2006. Senate Bill 308, Chapter Number 28, SLA 2006, and Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 381, Finance Amended Senate, Chapter Number 35, SLA 2006. No further messages from the governor, Mr. Speaker.
Now, do you have any messages from the other body? Back to order. Madam Clerk, do you have any messages from the other body?
A message dated May 22nd stating the Senate has passed and transmitted for consideration Senate Concurrent Resolution 201 authorizing the Senate or the House of Representatives to recess for periods longer than 3 days during special sessions.
Mr. Majority.
Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 201 be taken up as a special order at this time.
Without objection, we have a special order resolution before us. Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move the concurrent resolution.
Mr. Speaker, I just want to put it on the record that we are, by this resolution, allowing the other body to go out in recess at any time during any special session. So not just this one, but the third, the fourth, you know, God forbid, on and on. So it is just something I want to put on the record so we all understand what we're doing. And I'm not certain that it's really right to have it quite that broad. Thank you.
Other debate? Ready for the question? Question is, shall Senate Concurrent Resolution 201 pass the House? Members, please vote. Madam Clerk, please lock the roll. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Madam Clerk.
24 yeas, 9 nays.
So with a vote of 24 yeas and 9 nays, Senate Concurrent Resolution 201 has passed the House. Madam Clerk, are there any other messages from the other body?
I have no further messages from the other body.
Representative Groomberg. At ease. House, come back to order. Madam Clerk, are there any communications?
Received the annual report from the Alaska Labor Relations Board. There are no further communications.
Have any standing committee reports?
No standing committee reports.
Special
today.
Committee reports?
There are no special committee reports today.
Do you have any resolutions or citations to be introduced?
There are no citations or resolutions for introduction.
Are there any bills for introduction?
House Bill 2001 by the House Rules Committee by request of the governor entitled an act relating to the production tax on oil and gas and to conservation surcharges on oil relating to criminal penalties for violating conditions governing access to and use of confidential information relating to the production tax, providing that provisions of AS 4355 do not apply to certain oil and gas subject to a contract executed under the Alaska Stranded Gas Development Act, amending the definition of gas as that definition applies in the Alaska Stranded Gas Development Act, making conforming amendments and providing for an effective date, a letter, a fiscal note, and a zero fiscal note were attached.
Refer to the Finance Committee.
I have no further bills for introduction.
No items on today's calendar. This is down to citations. Are there any citations?
No citations.
No citations today. Is there any unfinished business? Are there any committee announcements? Representative Chenault.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Finance is canceled for today.
Finance is canceled due to lack of interest. Other committee announcements? Other announcements? Special order. Majority Leader.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the House stand in adjournment until 11 a.m. Wednesday, May 31st.
Without objection, we'll be in adjournment until 11 a.m. Wednesday, the 31st.